Mike, what do you think Randall Cobb will do between now and the game?
Randall Cobb, you know, he's getting better. Just talking to the training staff before we come in here, and you know, he has a little hip in his step. So, you know, I think, you know, that group of guys that haven't practiced yet, you know, we're going to give them the week to go through. Today's the day that, you know, will obviously help all the players, let alone the injured players, because it's meetings and walkthroughs, and then you have the state program at 1:15. So hopefully we're improving, and really the practice lineup tomorrow will tell the story.
How about Mike Daniels? Any hope there?
Oh, sorry.
Any hope for Mike Daniels?
Yeah, I think we put Mike right in the same category as you know, Randall, and so we'll just see it the next 2 days. It'll clear up for us tomorrow.
You got a feel on Nick Perry now after the surgery?
I haven't seen him yet, but you know, obviously he had surgery for a reason, and what they had to do there. So that I haven't been given clarity on his timeline yet.
Does Jordy get through the week okay with his work?
Jordy's progressing. You know, I think he's definitely moving the way we'd hoped. You know, I thought what he did yesterday. So, you know, I anticipate him practicing Saturday, and then we'll take it from there.
Is Montrevious Adams getting close to helping you out, do you think?
I hope so. You know, he practiced fully yesterday. So I've been doing a lot of the individual stuff now for a couple of weeks. So, hopefully he can have a good, you know, next 2 days, and hopefully he can contribute.
With the injury to Bryce last week, Josh Jones played quite a bit of snaps. How's he progressed? Obviously, he was such a standout back in the start of August and the offseason stuff.
Josh is doing a good job. He's done some good things on special teams, and, you know, he's playing different roles in there on defense. So I really like the way he's come in here, and, you know, he's a young player that just needs more opportunities.
Obviously, Dalton's not off to a very good start. But
sorry?
Andy Dalton's not off to a great start, but you've seen the totality of his career. What kind of quarterback is he?
I think Andy Dalton, I mean, number one, I think when you lead your team to the playoffs 4 years in a row, that you know, that's by no accident. So he's been very productive. They've done a lot of different things on offense. He's gone through different, you know, he's gone through how many offensive coordinators now over the years. So good player, can make all the throws. He's good in movement. You know, he's tough. He's scrappy. So, you know, it's important as we, you know, finish our preparation on the Bengals to really focus in on the things that we need to do and how we need to play these guys. And it definitely starts with the quarterback.
Mike, you know, when you signed Ahmad Brooks, did you look at him as a guy who, if something happened to Perry, if something happened to Matthews, that you could just plug in and he could be, you know, a full-time starter for however long you need him?
Definitely. I mean, he's been in this system. You know, he's played in this system out there in San Francisco, and you know, we've played against him a number of times. So we've always had a lot of respect for his, you know, his game. And so whether it's playing the elephant or the outside linebacker, he definitely has the ability to play both, and he'll play a lot more this weekend.
Their two ends are really tall. That seems probably unusual league-wide. I guess what kind of challenges does that present for both your tackles and as well as Arrington?
Well, I mean, their whole D-line has a lot of length. I mean, it's a long-levered group, especially at the ends. So just their ability to get off blocks, obviously getting their hands down in the passing game and things like that. But two very accomplished players that have played at a high level. So, I mean, that'll be a good matchup for our guys.
Does John Ross's speed jump off on film?
Oh, yeah, his speed and his ability to make plays. Yeah, no doubt. He's dynamic, and that goes to the point early in the week. We're playing against guys we haven't played before. He's obviously new in the league, but, you know, just watching him go through, you know, college and his college tape. So he's definitely someone we think they're going to try to get the ball to and get him in space and get him more opportunities.